It's been a very long time since I've done a pervy rambling. And I recently made a promise to myself that I would schedule them at least once a week. Because, you know, doing the things that I do all day, every day, I have lots of pervy ramblings. So, here recently, I definitely made a very interesting note. So, I don't know, for the past couple years, I rarely watch porn because I can close my eyes and think about much hotter things. So the other day, I laid down, got my trusty vibrator out, and I always go for at least two orgasms, at least two. And so I put it right there on my clit, closed my eyes, and I just let whatever flood into my mind. And you know, if you've ever done this yourself, sometimes your mind just kind of jumps so many places, at least mine does, until it lands on something really good. So the first orgasm, I thought about some very interesting things. I thought about, because that day I had published a free audio, and usually on those days I definitely masturbate. Like, I'll put something out and it turns me on to think about all the perverts around the globe spilling their seed from my audio, and that'll make me come. So I definitely started thinking about that. I just started thinking about men masturbating to such a sick, twisted story that I told. And then I started thinking about something really naughty. I started thinking about perverts that look at Instagram at little girls. And I'm pretty sure that's what I came to, is just thinking about how fucking perverted that is. And then on my second one, I landed somewhere very, very interesting. I wasn't planning on going here, but I went to the trusty father-daughter fantasy. And typically, when I fantasize about my father and my young self, I'm always like, I don't know, elementary school age. But this day, my mind didn't want to land there. I went even younger. And I thought about me being like a fucking baby. Like a baby that wore diapers, okay? That young. And I came to just imagining my father. First, I thought about him seeing my puffy little cunny for the first time, and how I hope that, you know, perverted images flew into his mind, seeing his own daughter's little baby pussy for the first time. And then I started thinking about, you know, months later, where he couldn't help it. He just was changing my diaper, you know, clean me up. And before he put that diaper on, he just started jerking off right above my cunny, my little baby pussy, and just like came all over that puffy little, you know, fat fold right there, because, you know, little babies, they have those fat folds right there in their thighs, and then that perfect puffy plump little pussy, and him just coming all over it and then putting that diaper right back on me. I came to that. I came thinking about him closing that diaper. And I was like, I've never experienced kink shame. Like, or rather, I shouldn't say kink shame. I meant the post-nut clarity. I've never experienced that, and I didn't even experience it with that. So, because in my mind, when we fantasize about things, it's just because it feels good. Like, it doesn't mean anything. It just means I'm a sick fuck that just came to the idea of my father coming on my baby pussy and putting my diaper right back on. It was intense. It was, like, fucking intense, I'll tell you. So another thing that came up the other day that just kind of, like, surprised me, because it just came out of nowhere. So I did a call that was, I think I role played, I was his niece and he was the uncle. And, you know, she was just like teasing him. And I think what turned me on the most about that is it was a back and forth. So I got to hear him talk about, you know, the shit he was saying was just turning me on. He, you know, she was a teen and he was like, I just, you know, you're so beautiful and God, I've thought about fucking you for years. And I was so like turned on by that call and I couldn't figure out why, because it's not like I have an uncle that I want to fuck. Like, I think about my uncles and I'm just like, eh, like it doesn't even tickle my fancy to even fantasize about. So I'm still trying to figure out why it was so hot to me. I think it was him. I think it was hearing how obsessed he was with his niece. That's what it is, actually. That's what it is right there, because I recently was I went to a party and I was hoping this one foot fetish guy would be there because I wanted him to worship my feet. And it's not like I want him to worship my feet, because that's like a kink for me. I love watching a true foot fetishist. Like, it turns me on to see someone so fucking weakened by one particular thing. Like, that drives me crazy. And I don't know what to call that. I don't know what to call that for me. Like, what, the vocabulary word that would describe why I'm turned on by people being turned on. But it's not just people being turned on. It has to be something they're so weak and obsessed over. And like true foot fetishists. Oh my God. Like, I will gladly watch a video for entertainment where the girl is like smushing her foot on a man's face and he's just like fucking loving it and jerking off so hard. I could come to that. I could if I wanted to. So I think that's what it was for the uncle thing. It just turned me on that he was so obsessed with her. I could hear it in his voice. Like, you know, just the want. And like part of his prompt is he wanted her to, I could tell he had a breeding kink, an incest breeding kink. And so that was hot too. Like, him fantasizing about breeding his fucking niece. Oh, it was hot. So then another thing, I feel like this is a constant one that comes up for me whenever someone mentions it, like on a phone call or requests an audio, beast fucking. I won't go into details, but a guy called me the other night on my phone sex line, and whether it's true or not, he said that he and his wife, and that's, I said that correct, he and his wife, have their dog, their lab, fuck them. And I was like, for one, fascinated, and just like couldn't believe it. And a phrase that will probably come out in any beast audio I make in the future, because it was so fucking hot. He was like, I asked him how much dog cum. You know, I wanted to confirm that dog cum was a lot of cum. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, when that dog cum comes out of a gaped hole. No, he said it flows out of a gaped hole. Flows out of a gaped hole. I think that was the word he used, flows. And I was just like, tell me more about that. So yeah, and then like recently I did that crazy fucking porn production audio where I was, you know, role playing. I was interviewing someone for a porn production, and I included that beast room because I don't know what it is. It turns me on to think about any, like a little girl or even a woman getting fucked by a dog. I don't know why. I think it's just the absurdity of it. It's absurd and perverted and crazy. It's just, yeah. Yeah. And then I think it's been on my mind lately too, because I really do think there was some truth in that guy. I really do think his wife has her dog fuck her. And, you know, just to remember that it's not just a fantasy, that some people actually do this. Holy fuck. It's like, wow. So yeah. And apparently she got fucked by a pony. Apparently, you know, I don't know. He did seem legit though. I'm telling you, it was very detailed. He had so much to say. So he was either a great liar or they are some straight up doggy fuckers or get fucked by dogs. My last rambling is something that came up this morning that really turned me on was it was the commercial. I did that commercial audio with the commercials. And I think the last one I did was, Miss Beatrix's Slut Academy. And, you know, it was very misogynistic. Like, your daughter will come here and she'll leave, you know, being the dumb whore that she's meant to be. And I think I said, I think the tagline I created was, what was it? Gosh, I can't even remember. Oh, where girls will learn to not have dreams and their only dreams are of cock and cum or something like that. Because if you know me, you know I love misogyny fetish. I love it. And so then I got super turned on thinking about training little girls to be stupid, dumb little fuck toys. Like, that turns me on. And I was kind of self-reflecting on that. I was like, why am I so turned on by that? I think it's that submissive vein that I still have in my body, because I know that I'm in that situation, I would be serving a man. Like, I'm preparing dumb little girls for you just so you can fuck them and, you know, just turning them into dumb little whores. Yeah, I can't even explain that one. I really don't have much to ramble on about it. It's just, and then of course, you know, I think part of it too is really I'm degrading little girls and telling them that they're worth nothing. That, you know, fuck your dreams and your hopes. Just offer your body. Like, that's so fucking fucked up and perverse. And yeah. So yeah, that was a very interesting self-reflection I had this morning. That, you know, I'm turned on by turning little ones into fuck toys. And then I'll also wrap this up by saying, if you haven't joined, because I know like at this point I have VIP members all over the place. I have some of you in Telegram, some in Discord, some are just from Pixiv, some are truly just getting the Proton Drive. So in my Discord, I have been turning on the voice stage channel, and actually, there's 10 in there right now listening to me recording. And so what I do is, if I'm recording an audio, I'll turn it on and they just listen. Or when I take calls on SimCats and Night Flirt, I turn on the voice channel and they just listen. So it's kind of like a veer, like, you're able to be a voyeur, and they don't ever hear the men on the phone. They just hear my voice, right? So it has been truly like super fucking fun. For one, I feel like less alone because phone sex can be so isolating sometimes. Like you're just sitting here waiting on calls and you're by yourself. So that's fun for me. And then plus, I have a kink for turning people on, well, specifically turning men on. So, if I can turn like multiple men on, I am fully satisfied. Exhibitionist as well. It's just been a lot of fun. So I urge you to get a hold of me to get an invite to my Discord server if you're not already in there, because I think it's a fun experience. Guys seem to be enjoying it. I'm enjoying it for sure. And let me make sure I don't want to bring up anything else. Any other pervy ramblings. For sure, gonna do them at least once a week from now on out because they're fun. And oh, one more thing. Just took a call. And especially if you've listened to my vault, I love hitting on this detail. I love bringing up while a man's telling me that he's jerking off, thinking about little girls. I love bringing up that, oh, the little girl that orders Happy Meals. It's such a fun little detail. And yeah, so. Until next time, bye-bye.